بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So I will translate some verses of the Quran. The last few rukus which comes before Surah Yasin. But before that there is a few couplets here that really caught the eye, the ear. So after he praises what he calls, first he explains about Quran. It is the book of Allah that has given us life. And it has invited us and told us to worship only one Allah. فَفِي قُرْآنِنَا نُور. In our Quran there's such a light which will take away the darkness of this world. He says, O reader of the Quran, you are the doctor. And with your Quran, give medicine to our hearts. O reader of the Quran, you are the doctor. And with your beautiful Quran, give medicine to our hearts. So after he praises him so high, and that is what a hafiz of Quran is. You are the doctor. But then he explains, Ya Hafiz al-Quran, lasta bihafizin. O memorizer of the Quran, you are not a memorizer. Hatta takuna lima hafizta muntabiqa. Until you are corresponding to what you are reading. He says, O reciter, hafiz of Quran, memorizer of Quran, you are not really a memorizer until you will become muntabik. You will correspond to exactly what you read. Mada yufiduka an tusamma hafiza. What benefit will it give you that the world calls you a hafiz? Wa kitabu rabbika fil fuadi tamazzaqa. Whereas in your heart, the book of Almighty Allah is being torn to pieces. I want all of you all to think of this meaning. Hafiz of Quran doesn't mean hafiz of the whole Quran. Me and you at least, we hafiz of Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. So much inshallah. There's one benefit of our maktabs. What you learn when you're young, you will never forget inshallah. Maybe you even forgot that Appa's name who taught you Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. But you will remain hafiz of Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. One day you might get old and forget your wife's name also. But Kul Hu Allahu Ahad you won't forget. You'll meet some people. They got so sweet names for their wife. So one person is overhearing. He and his wife just got married. He's hearing that man says, my sugar, can you get me the sugar? My sweet, can you bring some sweets? You can carry on, it gets more romantic. My honey, my tea needs some honey. This small one's already learning it. Learning from the fathers. So this young guy was shocked. He went to that old uncle and he said, how could you stay so romantic at this age? What names, sweet, sweet names. Quietly, uncle says, I forgot her name 5 years ago. Now, whatever I can say, she's sweetheart, she's that. I don't ask her, what's your name? Like, no idea. That's how it is. So why did I mention that now? Kul hu Allah. We are hafiz of Kul hu Allah. He says, oh, hafiz of Quran, will it really benefit you? That the whole world will say, hafiz. But the book of your Rabb is being torn in your heart. Then he says, Kam qari, kam farisin fil harbi nala shahada. How many wonderful horsemen in the battle, they acquired martyrdom. Wa yakunu indallahi ghayra shaheed. But when he stands in front of Allah, Allah will say, you're not a martyr in my eyes. That you fought for something else. And you got it. They even buried you with honor. Then he said, Kam qari'in fi nasi yuhmadu dhikruhu. How many qurra they are. A qari, a wonderful hafiz. Everyone is praising him. وَيَكُونُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ غَيْرَ حَمِيدٍ. But in front of Allah, there's no praise for Him at all. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make that our Quran is just not on the tongue. That it is something that has to go slowly, slowly into the heart. These verses are now going to explain this. And as I mentioned, the Hafiz of Quran is not only the boy who has finished his whole Quran. In the era of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, from day one, whatever Quran you were memorizing, you were known as Hafiz of this one. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a group came to him. After they accepted Islam, they said, who must be the imam? He said, أَقْرَأُكُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The one amongst you who can read Allah's kitab the most. He never said the one who knows the whole kitab. The most. The leader was shocked. The leader. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked a few of them, so how much you know? How much you know? One boy knew Surah Baqarah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so make this youngster the imam. The leader, a leader not going front, for them it was very hard. So the leader said, oh Nabi of Allah, like the only reason I never read Surah Baqarah, learn Surah Baqarah, is because I never thought I'll manage to stand at night with this surah. Look at that word of his. For them they understood, you memorize Quran, you have to stand with Quran. You memorize Quran, what's the difference between you? Where's the boy who's finishing today? This one is special for you, eh? Tonight. The other day I had a jalsa, so I asked the boy that if it was a nikah, if it was a nikah tonight, it means tonight you already would have booked out with someone who you're connecting to, isn't it? Understand what I'm saying? The young boys, they understand very well in Amalo. Right. So if it was a nikah tonight, you won't even be paying attention to the bayan. You're wondering what time he'll finish. Because I need to be with someone. Yes. Now imagine you memorize this whole Quran. So already you have to start thinking that tonight when there's no one around, I need to read 2 rakats only for my Allah. Ready for it? Surah Taha. Surah Taha. The whole surah. Okay? You'll do it tonight. Inshallah. Allah make you do tonight and your whole life. Let you stand in front of Allah. What's the difference between the Hafiz and the non-Hafiz? The Hafiz has now been given the chance that he doesn't have to open Quran and sit and read. He has been given the privilege that you can stand and say Allahu Akbar and now read. That's the difference. Otherwise we all have to read Quran. But the Hafiz got that privilege. It's not for Taraweeh. Taraweeh is for everybody else. That they never get the chance the whole year to stand and say Allahu Akbar and read Quran. So minimum in the month of Ramadan, if you can't stand and read Quran, never mind. We'll bring someone to read Quran for you. That's their gift. As for the Hafiz, he got a gift. Whenever he says Allahu Akbar, he doesn't need to open Quran and sit and read. He can say Allahu Akbar and read it in his salah. But if you don't start the day you finish, you'll never start. Your first night already must be. Tonight when everyone finish eat and going to sleep, there's a difference between me and everyone else. That they are not a Hafiz of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ. That do you know Allah has selected a family? It was the Christians who said Allah got a family, Jesus. Islam said no way, for Allah is pure. Allah has no family. But then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that indeed Allah has selected a ahl, a family. But family not in the method that they have come from me. But in the method is how a person worries of his family. There's a certain group in this world that Allah worries about them. That you are mine. A person says, don't mess with my family. Special concern I got for my family. You don't worry about somebody else. Someone asked Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, what's the issue of taking bayat? Doesn't the pious man make dua for everyone? So he says, a pious man makes dua for everyone. He says, but you know, sometimes, if your child and your neighbor's child is outside, and then you hear of a car driving very fast, and two children are playing on the road, your first worry goes to your child. He said, is it not that? He said, that's the difference between your ahl, your family, and someone who's not your family. That you worry a lot about your family. He says, Allah has said that He has chosen someone to be His family. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Man hum ya Rasulallah? To be the family of Allah. Who are they? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlullah, hum ahlul Quran. The family of Allah are the family of Quran. The one who has made Quran his family, he has become the family of Allah. Ahlullah wa khasatuhu, family of Allah, selected of Allah. But then he mentioned something of Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran, qa'im bil layl. He says, the family of Allah is the family of Quran. The one who stands at night in front of Allah. That was the description of Ahlul Quran. May Allah make you and all. Allah make us all. The little bit we know of Quran now and then. If you can't wake up at night, then at least before sleeping. And if we can't wake up, do it before sleeping, then at least after our Isha Salah. Let's just read two rakats where we read Quran. Little bit more than what we normally read. Just to say I'm reading half a page, one page. Now you have said I have started enjoying my Quran. This is this Quran. He says, how will it help you, the world calling you Hafiz, Hafiz? But the purpose of that hifz to read in front of Allah, you never did it once. So these verses I will translate. I don't know what time is your Isha. So inshallah my lecture will finish inshallah by about 8 o'clock. That's okay. So now you pay attention inshallah. Now we're taking off. You already started planning for tonight, isn't it? Which surah? Surah Taha. Right. Allah tawarukala make us all. These verses I'm going to explain to you is going to explain number one, that when Allah Ta'ala allows Quran to descend, we will find many different students. And every one of them will come with a different voice. One will read much more beautiful than the other. One might understand later Quran much beautiful than the first. One will go on to learn the meaning of Quran. One will become a great alim of Quran. When you hear of great ulama in the world, there's no one great, but once upon a time, his father, his mother, someone brought that child to a madrasa. Someone brought. And that child most likely got a good hiding also. Because when that teacher was looking at the child, he never knew one day you will be Maulana Qatani example. So he smacked him 1-2. Today when he's hearing his bayan, he's feeling shy. That now imagine I go and meet him, that how you Maulana? I say, you're the guy who smacked me. Hard you smacked me. But in the time when the smacks were coming, no one thought this small boy one day will be changing the world. No one thought my student who can't even read Alif Bata one day could be the imam of the biggest masajid. No one thought. At the beginning, it wasn't even a seed that was out. So weak, So Allah Tabarakala, before coming to Quran, speaks about, have you ever seen around you how plants come out? And what examples Allah uses? This is the example of Quran. Alam tara anna Allah anzala min as-samaa'i ma'a. Have you not seen how Allah sends from the sky water? Fa akhrajna bihi thamarat. And with that water he takes out fruits. Mukhtalifan alwanuha. Every fruit got a different taste. Now let us think of that water. We came to a place where there was nothing. Nothing. But the area was fertile. That was why. The area was fertile. Allah Ta'ala sent down water and water disappeared into the earth. That's all. Initially you saw no results. But slowly, because someone had planted seeds, the water came at the right time. The ground was fertile, a seed opened. When the seed opened, the ground opened for it. It came out so weak, you would have thought the cat will just walk over it. You will think that chicken will come and eat it. You will think someone will walk over it, but it never happened. Slowly, slowly that thing was growing because Allah's eye was on it. Allah's eye was on it. Years later you will come and you will see a tree has grown. Now that tree became a fruit-giving tree. Now each fruit got its own taste. And if you have to say, how did it start? The farmer will say, you know, when I came here there was nothing. I also never know it's going to become a farm. All he did is he planted seeds. The ground was fertile and the rest was left to Allah. He planted the seed. The ground was fertile and the rest was left to Allah. Every town which never had a hifz class once upon a time, it all started with one person's desire. Maybe it started with an alim who became before that. And he gave one bayan that we are the huffaz of the town. So he planted a seed. He planted it in the mind of someone, maybe a mother, maybe a father. Maybe one young boy was sitting in the jalsa. He was so small, he only came for the food after the jalsa. He never knew what a jalsa is. But then when he saw the boy getting one prize, I went for a jalsa the other day. When we graduated, the hadiyas were small. Then I went for that jalsa. They gave a whole box. I said, I wish I was becoming hafiz now. That's such a big box. Like, the hadaya gets bigger. So one small boy is looking. And he says, wow, like, maybe one day I'll become a hafiz. Maybe I'll get a box. But remember something. Sometimes the boxes are big. But when you open it, the hadiya is still small. I was supposed to ask that boy after, what's in that box? Like, what's in that box? So sometimes that seed got planted. Now the jalsa finished. Everyone went away. We ate, we slept, no one bothered. That Mawlana gave his bayan, he went away. He said, where's the huffaz in the town? No huffaz. He planted a seed. The people of the town got together. They said, you know what, we really need a hifz class. So the ground was fertile. They made the arrangements. After that, this is why Quran is so beautiful. Ask any hafiz, how did you become? Ask the teacher of the hafiz, how did you make him? Ask the mother and father, how it happened? And everyone will say, we left it to Allah. Beautiful Quran is, he said, the ground was fertile. Someone planted the seeds. And the rest was left to Allah. أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sent the water down. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the example of me and what Allah has sent me with of Hidayah, Quran, is the example of the rain. He says, Allah will send that water. It depends on what ground you have laid. He said, there will be that water. He said, there will be that ground which is so hard and so straight. That ground looks at the rain and he says, I'm not interested. So the water falls on it. and the water just goes away. You will get certain places where a person will say, don't bring your hifz to this place, we're too busy. We're too busy. A hifz class in the morning, before Fajr my child must wake up. How is he going to be awake in school? A hifz class after class. After class my child goes for this. A hifz class after Asr. No way, after Asr he's resting. She and he has to do their homework. Then you'll ask, so when must the hifz class take place? They'll say, what about the weekend? What about the weekend? So then Nabi Rasulullah said, the rain of Allah doesn't beg. The rain of Allah doesn't beg. He said, if you want to be so hard, then the rain will fall on you and it will just go away. And years later you will come and you will still see the area barren. Nabi Rasulullah said, warned us, don't ever be that. Allah's rains have fallen and certain gardens have come out. And certain places Allah's rain fell and nothing came out. Not because the rain never came, it's because the land was not ready for it. Nabi Rasulullah said, that is the example of the one who did not lift his head to what Allah was ready to send down. He was not bothered. لَمْ يُبَالِ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِهَا رَأْسًا. He never even looked, lifted up his head. What I need this Quran for? What I need this Quran? So Allah's water is such, so independent. It doesn't beg anyone. It falls. And like how rain, you'll see it over the pavement. It will carry on. It will carry on. Then there only supposed to be one that's supposed to benefit because of Quran. But Almighty Allah is too kind. And Quran is Quran. Like, it's the sifat of Allah. It comes with kindness. If it had to be only one person to benefit from Quran, then it would have left such a huge part of the ummah deprived. So Quran was going to allow two to benefit. Me and you must see which one of the two we are. Must never ever be that first one. He's out. He is not bothered and Quran is not bothered. He is not bothered, Quran is not bothered. Water fell, carried on, gone. You get two others. And this example, amazing examples. You can understand it. Just go in the lands, go in the farms, you'll understand it. When the rain comes, you will get two areas that will now benefit from the rain. One will benefit less, but at least it will benefit. Nabi Rasulullah said level two. Level two will be a land which is with a curve. It made its area such that when the water would fall, although itself it could not benefit, but at least it would allow somebody else to benefit. So it gathered the water. You saw the lakes. You saw those rivers. You saw the place where that animals will come to drink water. He said there are always places in the land, just their shape would let water fall. That water would not go into them. So no grass would ever grow. Themselves, they could never benefit from it. But at least they held the water so others could benefit from them. What example he was giving. That when this rain of Allah, of Quran and Hidayah comes, there will be many of us. Our memories don't allow us to memorize Quran. Our businesses don't allow us to understand Quran. There's no environment for me now anymore. So I feel that I wish when I was young this Quran had come. So now I'm past that age. But remember that past age don't work anymore. Tomorrow we're going to Masjid Madrasa Urwa bin Zubair Jalsa. What made me like this madrasa so much was in that madrasa I found old people studying Islam. Forget the young. They opened up the doors for the old. And we found those old interested. They now memorizing, they doing this, they doing that. In our madrasa we open the doors for the young and the old. We find sometimes the older ones, whether online or listening in front, they paying more attention than the young children in class. They learning the meaning of Quran. There's a lot that can be done nowadays. When the world has become mad with their phone and AI, and so many have used it for wrong, definitely in our age we can use it for the opposite. We can also say, I need to learn. No one's stopping me now. I need to learn. That man who says, my wife, all day, my ears are paining. We tell him, what you do? Join her to the program. She needs to become alima. Urwa bin Zubair got good alima course online. Put her on it. Now every time you come in the house, she's listening. Shh, shh. Maulana is talking. Very good, I carry on you. Now she's not troubling you anymore. If you are worried that one uncle, he got hearing problem. He says, actually, it's not so bad. But whenever she nags, I say, what you saying? So he said, I say, can't hear you anymore. Now you don't need to put on the hearing aids. Just say, put on, join that madrasa course. Very good course. Learn something. Whole day now she'll be busy. Making notes. You just paid the fee there and you relax now. Now you can go hunting. You can go fishing. Now she's not bothered. She's busy in a class. You carry on. There's a lot that can be done to the lot. But the second level was you open the land. If you yourself could not benefit, at least be the reason of somebody else benefiting. At least be the reason of somebody else. That is the kindness of Allah. That if the person could not become a hafiz, he opened up a door for him. You sponsor one hafiz. That will be your child. You sponsor the teacher of a hafiz. Now the whole madrasa is yours. And people went out of their way for this. Out of their way. He asked, what did you do for your akhirah? He said, me myself, I knew I could not read so much Quran. So you know what I did? I put up a hifzul Quran. I put up a madrasa. Now every day they're reading Quran. Then they memorizing Quran. Then they're going to one day teach Quran. They're going to open up a madrasa. I did my one job and I'm ready to die now. Why? Because I started the thing. Allah opened up that the water will fall. If yourself you cannot take the water in, then at least be the one who holds the water for somebody else. The world was given that chance. You could not become an alim, sponsor an alim, sponsor a darul ulum, sponsor a teacher of the darul ulum. Why? Because if I could not myself take it in, at least I could hold it for somebody else to take it. That level 3. And level 3 is where Nabi Khansam wanted all of us to go. But he left level 2. He left it there. Level 3 was when the rain falls. He said, you will find many fertile land that takes in that water of Allah. And thereafter something starts growing. Something starts growing. All of us must be that. We take it in. A jalsa must never end where we go out and we say, what's the chaos? One of the things I hate the most of the end of a jalsa. Everyone comes, he says, it was a nice jalsa. That biryani was tops. That's why when I wanted to have it, I said, no biryani. Like, no biryani. The first jalsa is coming, I told my friends, no jalsa, no biryani. They say, what? Then what are you going to do after the jalsa? I said, let's have tea, biscuits. I just saw everyone's face there. I said, we'll do it. Then everyone I'm telling, my jalsa, I'm not going to. Huh? No biryani. Now finally I say, okay, biryani now. Finished. The last was one guy on the phone, I tell him that there'll be no lunch. He said, huh? He says, Moana, I know recently you're doing a lot of things which the elders haven't done. But even this is too much now. This is a sunnah of the elders from Adam alayhi salam. No biryani in your jalsa. He says, the other things you left, I got no problem. This one you can't eat. This is like a bidah. This is a bidah. Leaving the biryani. They say, top jalsa, like that chaos was top. Say, what about the jalsa? What you heard in the jalsa? He says, yeah, like, who was the speaker? Who was the speaker? I said, that man, did anything go in that came out? I think the only thing went in biryani and came out in the toilet. Nothing of the bayan went. What's supposed to have come? Some inspiration supposed to fall. And a tree is supposed to grow. Some inspiration supposed to fall. I heard in the jalsa, I must be on level 2 or level 3. Level 3 is the highest. I want to be level 3. How is it possible for me in my age? There must be something. What he said, is there a way? Let me find out. Then something starts growing. A tree, a seed. You will have to plant your own seed. You will have to make your ground fertile. And then Allah will send water. When that water will hit, you will be amazed what and what trees can come out. And every tree, every fruit will come out with its own color. He might read more better, he might understand more better. He might read more of Quran. Everyone will have a different fruit. But there must be something that comes out. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, you will see what and what fruits coming out with the waters that I will send. Thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala now comes to the main part. This translation of this thing is so hard. It's so nice if every one of us could understand Arabic. And Allah make it, learn the language of Quran. Make an effort, even if it's little, learn it. We are teaching it at the moment online. So many people are teaching it. We're finding people are learning, it's not hard. But the one thing that I ask people is that how is it that I found a boy? He said, I'm getting married to a French girl. French girl. I said, French girl, there's a story. He just said, because the French women are smart. So I said, no problem, but how you learn the language? So far I've never heard a boy saying that language you don't worry about. It's the face that matters. Yonia, he said, I'm studying French. Why? Because on the first night when I meet her, after the first kiss, she's going to say something and you don't know what it means. So you say, huh? There no one will say, Morana, sign language will work. That you understood, isn't it? That even if I marry a Frenchie, I need to know what she's saying. Otherwise the marriage can't work. That boy went to China to become a doctor. He learned a language upside down. You ever saw Chinese? You look this way to understand. He did it. I said, you became a doctor in China. How you understood what the teacher is saying? He said, in the first few months you understand it. Otherwise you don't become a doctor. You learn Chinese upside down. You learn French. You learned it all. Then you ask, did you learn Arabic? He said, very hard. He said, really? Maybe it is that you never ever understood you have to be connected with Allah. There was no marriage in this. Because there was no love. When there was no love, you heard Quran and you smiled. You smiled. But that excuse that carried on in the world, I don't know. I cry at the excuse today where I see people doing business in China. I ask how you do business. They say, Google Translate. I do the business. I ask him, when last have you read Quran? He said, I read Quran now and then. I said, the meaning of Quran, he said, I don't understand. Google Translate could sell your goods in China, but it could not tell you what your Allah said to you every day. Maybe it is that you really are lazy. You are lazy. I'm lazy. May Allah let that water also fall. That we must plant a seed, a jalsa of Quran, and I still don't know what it means. Now listen to this verse. And this verse is not only speaking to the Hafiz. This verse is speaking to all of us. Because every one of us have a relation with Quran. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ That which we have revealed to you. Wahi came from the top. Just like the rains. That which we have revealed to you of this book. هُوَ الْحَقِّ It is really the truth. It is really the truth. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ It has come to testify to whatever came before it. Meaning this is the ultimate, this is the final, this is it all. Every book that came before it was waiting for this book to come. Inna Allah bi ibadihi la khabirun basir. He says, we send the book. Now Allah is looking at how His servant is behaving with the book. Now Allah is looking at how His servant is behaving with the book. Inna Allah bi ibadihi. Indeed, Allah with regards to His slaves, la khabirun basir. He knows and He is seeing. He knows and He is seeing. I send the truth to you, and I know how you are behaving with it now. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ ثُمَّ يَا means going further than this. أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We made those people inheritors of this book. You will have to understand this wording. You know what's inheritance? Inheritance is that one word that when a person hears it, his eyes open. Am I inheriting? You were crying. He passed away, he passed away. Everyone crying, crying. And then you see the executor walking past. And immediately you ask, did he make wasiyat for me? Is my name in the... Did he? You know, I'm not an inheritor, but he thought about me. And the executor says, what's your name? Ahmed. Hey, I did see one Ahmed's name there. And then again you start crying. And you begin to, Allah Pak, let it be my name there. Big money is here. The tears are also for that money. Then they come later on and they say, who's inheriting? And you suddenly hear, it's not this Ahmed, another Ahmed. And the tears dried up. You only cried for him because you're getting. You always saw the aunties when someone passed away, how they're hugging each other. Mommy died, mommy died. 2 weeks later, they're pulling each other's collars. You don't steal mommy's money, it's my money. They were hugging 2 weeks ago. Now they're fighting. That collar they were holding, now they're pulling. You stealing the money, you stealing the money. Then the brother is swearing the sister. Sister is swearing. Say, 2 weeks ago you all were having akni, biryani. How is it? When inheritance comes, even death is forgotten. Inheritance. How they die for it? But one inheritance amazing, no one bothered about. That's this inheritance of Quran. Allah Ta'ala said, I made those people inheritors of this book. You know what inheritance? It comes to you without any work from your side. He said, I made that group inheritors of this book. Now it even gets more harder. Allah Ta'ala says, who I made inheritors of this book? This is this verse that if you know the Arabic, you will cry. الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Those selected servants of mine. Meaning in the whole world, Muslim, non-Muslim, everything is the ibad of Allah. Everyone is Allah's slave. But Allah Ta'ala said, from all my slaves, I looked in the world and I chose a certain group. I chose you. الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا. The ones from my servants who I chose. I said, they will now inherit my kitab. The one who got half of Quran. You were selected by Allah and you were made an inheritant of half. The one who got one juz, one surah, but you were also selected. And half is of Quran. If you have to understand how you were selected. This verse was to tell that half is appreciate. It never just come. It's because I looked at you. I selected you. I made you an inheritor. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. But after I selected and I gave them the inheritance, I found some of them were zalims over themselves. Zalim means they oppressed themselves. That I handed over the gift. I selected. I chose. I selected. I sent the inheritance. I gave it to you. The executor came. He says, you know, this uncle passed away. Did you even know he liked you so much that he wrote you as a inheritor. You're not even his son. He wanted you to take. You say, what? Which uncle? I don't even know that uncle. He says, you know how much he wrote for you? He wrote for you everything. Allah Ta'ala said, for some I gave this whole Quran. For some I gave this whole Quran. But that boy then took that inheritance. That girl took that inheritance. And that night, instead of even worrying about the man who sent it all, you found that person was involved in something else. Wasting, wasting, wasting. And in a few years' time, you said, it's all gone. You say, what happened? He said, this person got and never appreciated. You will say, Zalim, Zalim. So much of wealth you got, had you invested it. You could have lived your whole life happy. You wasted it. Allah Ta'ala said, amongst the people who inherit my Quran are those Zalimul li nafsi. They oppress themselves so much. They take this Quran and they close it. I put it in their heart, they don't read it. I put it in their heart, they don't think what it means. There's never a time when they say Allahu Akbar and read it. Slowly, slowly they start forgetting it. Slowly, slowly. Until a day comes where they ask, can you read Quran? He says, you know, once upon a time I memorized Quran. 50 years have passed. I don't think I read Quran for so long. You say, ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي. This Quran would have made you the man of Jannatul Firdaus. And you left it in this world. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Then they say, there's a second group. They at least balanced. Three levels. Like the levels I told you of who take. One is not interested. Water falls and goes away. Allah says, Zalim. Second level is good. Muqtasid, at least you moderate. Moderate means Allah gave you Quran. Gave you whole Quran. Gave everyone some Quran. We moderate. Moderate, we read. At least we go home. We open up Quran today. You say, let me start that khatam which got stuck last year somewhere. Let me restart. Let me look at a little in the meaning. Let me invest something towards Quran. Let me do something moderate. It's nice to be moderate. Allah's kindness, He left it for us. Because most of us, we stuck with being moderate. Moderate, how do I explain moderate? In the car world, you get that smart car. That's which Allah says last. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. There will be some who will grab this Quran and will start racing to Allah with it. They will grab this Quran. They will race to Allah with this Quran. Now you understood moderate. If you haven't, let's go now into cars. Because you'll all understand that smart car. Which car is the smart car? Huh? Which one? That one that when you go, and gone like. Which one? Tesla, okay. He likes Tesla. I don't know what's so grand about it. Bugatti, right. Now we're talking. And what's moderate now? No, moderate. Moderate is the poor Maulana's Toyota. That's moderate, isn't it? That one that just comes in the parking lot, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's the moderate. But at least moderate takes you somewhere. But then you see that Bugatti coming. And everyone just looks at it. Now you understood moderate. Moderate at least means you got a car. But no one is happy with his Toyota when he sees the Bugatti next to him, isn't it? He always says, I wish that was my car. Allah Ta'ala says, there will be those moderate with my Quran. They'll take it, they'll read it. You will live and you will die with a Toyota. And there will be some who will grab this Quran. And they will start racing with this Quran. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. He says, Allah gives to the one who wants to take. Allah gives to the one who wants to take. The Bugatti will get you where? It gets you fast nowhere. Listen again. Where the Bugatti gets you? Fast nowhere. I went to one country. There is so many cameras that no one can drive faster than 100, what we call per hour. No 120, 140. But the man who's got that smart car, he can't do nothing with that car. So there was one place from one hill to one stop switch. That's the only place he can go. And he has to press brakes immediately before that because they got cameras. So every time now, in every salah, he takes me now and he comes to that one place. Just because I can't drive this car anywhere. So just on that hill. And then, just, what you get out of it? He says, then why I bought the car? Why I bought the car? He said, this is the only hill that got no camera. The only hill. That is called going nowhere fast. Nowhere fast. The Bugattis and the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis of today in this world, they can't get you anywhere. They can get you nowhere fast. As for this Quran will take you everywhere. In this world, it will make you the best. But this world is not the end. Jannatu Adn. Allah says there's a garden of eternity that's coming. There's a garden of eternity. يَدْخُلُونَهَا. They're going to enter into it. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ. In this world, men were not allowed bangles. Bangles of gold the kings of the past would wear. Islam came and said, a man, jewelry, no way. For Allah has kept your jewelry in that world. He said, they will be given bangles of gold. They will be given their pearls and their emirates. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. Their clothing will be of silk. وَقَالْ. They will see it. They will say, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ. I thank Allah that the word grief in this world, no matter how much of wealth you got, smartest of car, but grief. Grief means tension, worry, concern. This world will go with you till the end. Everyone got grief. The small boy got grief. Tomorrow is Sunday. I love Sunday. I hate Sunday. I love Sunday because I can sleep. I hate Sunday because the next day is Monday. You saw in madrasa. In madrasa we used to say, we love holidays. But we hate holiday. Love holiday, why? No madrasa. Hate holiday. Because when holiday finishes, madrasa starts. This world, you're never happy. Last day before madrasa starts is your saddest day. You're now packing. Now you're driving. When we were doing hivs, there was one board showing Durban. And then madrasa, Freyhead. And every week we're coming from town. And every week as we're coming, then the boys in the car say, Durban, 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 Durban. Meaning just make that turn to Durban. And then as he just goes past it, Freyhead. We know we're not going Durban. But you're so sad, like going back to madrasa. Again, this world doesn't come without grief. But one world is coming with no grief. In that world, what will make you rich? This Quran. This Quran will take you everywhere fast. Jannat, a garden of eternity, gardens of eternity, gardens. In that world they will say, I thank you Allah. You removed all grief. Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakurun. Indeed I found my Allah. He was so forgiving. So forgiving means I oppressed this gift of His. And He carried on overlooking. He carried on overlooking. Then came a time in my life which I started reading this Quran. And how He appreciated. Shakur, He appreciated when I read. And how He forgave when I forgot. You ever find someone in this world that? When I forgot it, He overlooked. He kept me going. Years I never read Quran. He never pulled it away from me. Then I started reading Quran and how He appreciated. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ. That Allah who allowed us to descend in the real world to stay only out of His kindness. لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ. Now we will never become tired. وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ. لَغَبْ. Things that we don't like will never find us. As for the one who never appreciated this Quran, Allah Tabarakala in His kindness never want to say you. So He says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. You know the kafir? But the word kafir's real meaning is the one who never appreciated. But the Allah put the word kafir. He never want to shout us. So He said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The one who never appreciated, what else is going to be for him? The fire of Jahannam. He said, I don't want that to be for you. I have made you the inheritor. I selected you. I gave you this inheritance. He said, don't be a zalim now. No, don't be a zalim. Appreciate this Quran. Be moderate. Rather go for the fastest. May Allah tabarak ta'ala let all of us. Three glands will get the rains of Allah. The first land, flat, barren, not interested. Allah save us. The second, at least we'll hold Quran, hold Quran. Hold it for somebody else who will take it. Third one is the one who lets something seep in and come out. Allah make us all of it. And as for this volume of Quran, Allah save us all. An oppressor, moderate, at least moderate is something better. Sabikum bil khairat. But the one who grabs this Quran and runs to Allah, Allah make all of us that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين.